I now call upon Mr. Rashmibai Zaveri to present his response to Dr. Zakir Naik. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Rashmibai Zaveri.
First of all, I really thank Dr. Zakir Naik for giving me the choice whether I would like to still remain a vegetarian or non-vegetarian. Thank you very much. I would request Mr. Coordinator that would you like to have the rebuttal or my comments now, or shall we have?
No.
Because after all, you know, this is the...
Now it's better, you know,
let's have some question answer, if you think.
Question answer we have in the third session. We have three-part session. Yes, Mr. Zaveri, you can continue.
Now, we are totally at the command of the coordinator, so I will... I will obey.
I will not allow Dr. Zakir also to change the format.
Now,
I'll object.
First thing that I will say, you know, the question of whether one is logical or illogical, and it's not a question of the choice that one makes. As I said in my talk earlier, everything is relative. And you have to understand this topic from that perspective. Now, one thing that I will very strongly object with respect to Dr. Zakir, that not a single religion prohibits non-veg. I am expert, I can say, because I am a student, I have done MA in genealogy, I can say from my religious point of view that Lord Mahavir and our whole 24 Tirthankaras very vehemently prohibited non-veg food. I have already given you some quotations. You see, mainly arguments of Dr. Dean Ornish is based on the fact that non-veg food contains excessive protein, cholesterol and saturated fat. So that is why he said that for healthy and peaceful living, you must have non-veg diet. Now, he said that plant has also got life. No, it is not only proved by Dr. Jagdish Chandra Bose, but even our Lord Mahavir, he stated 2500 years ago that not only plants, air, water, fire, minerals of the earth, they all have life. He has not said that you are allowed to kill this life and maintain yourself. But he was a practical Tirthankara, so he said that those who cannot renounce this world and become Jain Muni. You know, Jain Munis, they don't even kill plant vegetation or even other living beings for their food. They bake the food which is cooked in our house. Will not go into that controversy that even you kill it and then give them. That's a separate story. But the teachings of Mahavir are very clear that you shall not harm any living being, whether animate or inanimate. Now, because of certain constraint for those people who cannot renounce the world, he has said that at least you can avoid essential killing. He has said that even if you, when you have food made out of plant, it is violence, it is hinsa, but it is necessary. So, what I prohibit is unnecessary killing. Friends, this is a very sharp distinction, but very important distinction we should make, that if the alternative is available, we should not go for that alternative which compels us to kill and eat our own fellow creatures. Another thing, sir. He said, plants. In my talk, I stated about plant food, and he said that even a lizard can grow tail. That's the only exception. The plants, you pluck fruit, they will give you more fruit. You cut the branches, more branches will grow. See, there is no end to such arguments. So, let us restrict our argument to this. About medical science, and he rightly stated that medically also he has given certain things. I have also stated. Now it is for the enlightened audience to decide whether the scientific facts that I have given are correct or he has given. It's okay. It's a question of argument. Now he has conveniently forgotten. Please excuse me, I am telling because I am trying to debut your things. The psychological aspect. When we consume animal food, we also inherit certain animal instincts. What have you to say? Please, in your rebuttal, you can say this. Now, doctors also, most of the doctors prescribe raw vegetables. Now, coming to cooking, most of the doctors prescribe raw vegetables for healthy diet. Only that food or cereals which will not be proper for a human being to consume raw, that only can be cooked. But as far as possible, and in our Indian Vegetarian Congress, we always, whenever we have a meeting, we have most of the food raw, uncooked, and that is more healthy, according to us. About the books, these books were not given by me to Dr. Nayak, and it was given by my friend, Mr. Salaika, who approached me. That's okay, it's nothing very important. Now, I will tell you one thing, that you cannot alter the truth by just a loud applause. Okay, if you are impressed by my argument, you may applaud me. Or if you are impressed by the other argument, you can applaud that. But I firmly believe that just because some arguments are appealing to you and you applaud them loudly, will not alter the truth. And I have referred to about one book, Dr. Deepak Chopra. He has also written many books. He is also a physician, practicing physician, like Dr. Dean Ornish. He has also conducted research. And he has come out with a theory that your food will have a terrific effect on your impulses and urges, your physical development, psychological development, and emotional development. You know, most of the psychological and emotional distortions are because of the fresh food that one eats, and that is why it is prohibited. It is totally illogical to say that by eating animals, you are helping vegetarians. We should not worry about the animal population because nature is quite capable of taking care. Why? Because we are rearing more animals for killing. That is why, if we are not doing it, look at the jungle. Everywhere the natural cycle is there. Balancing will take care of itself. Nobody has to worry about it. Now, as per the history that Mr. Trivedi also referred and also Dr. Jakir. Now I will tell from Jain historical point of view that in our Jain scriptures it is mentioned very clearly that those persons who were living in prehistoric stage, they lived under a tree and they were sufficiently provided by trees. They did not have to go for any killing. Friends, I am of course given more time, but I really personally feel that let's not have a sort of dialogue or arguments between. I would like very much the audience to participate and have more time for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zaveri. We have 5 minutes more. I think 5 minutes left. Now I call upon Dr. Zakir Naik to present his response to Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri. For 15 minutes only.
Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salam. Ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa qul jaal haq wa zaakil baatil. Innal baatila kana zahuka. Nazzalna min al-Qur'an ma huwa shifaa'un wa rahmatun lil-mu'mineen. Wa la yazidu adh-dhaalimeena illa khasara. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri. Wa yassir li amri. Wa halul 'uqdatan min lisaani. Yafqahu qawli. Respected people on the right, and my respected elders, and my brothers and sisters, I welcome once again all of you with Islamic greetings. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May peace, mercy, and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be on all of you. I have not conveniently forgotten anything. If you realize I spoke maybe half minute more than the time allotted, how can you say I conveniently forgot? If you give me even 5 hours more, if you are willing to stay. Because you are the person who kept time restrictions. You know, less time 30. I do bargain for 50 minutes. I would love to speak for 2 hours. Even full day. I can do it. Because I am a marathon speaker. Alhamdulillah. I'm a non-vegetarian. Mr. Zaveri said that I said that no religion prohibits non-veg. I never said no religion. I said no major religion. It's being recorded. No major religion. And Jainism is not a major religion. According to the books you gave me, you gave certain books, Jains are only 0.4% of India, 0.4. Less than 1%. Can you call it a major religion? In India, leave aside world out of the question. Negligible. I am very clear on my statement. Regarding the argument of Jainism, I can reply, but the coordinator won't give me permission. I am restricted to Islam. You know, I can reply even on Jainism. I am a friend of comparative.
Excuse me, sir, you can't interfere when the speaker is speaking.
The other is saying, I did not say, you can very well see the video cassette. There is not a single major religion which bans or prohibits all non-veg food in general. You can see the video cassette.
Ask your question in question time, please.
Don't get irritated. The diet will help you. Don't get irritated. Brother Rashmi Bhai already said, I did not answer whether you get animal instinct. I said in my lecture, I think you didn't hear, I said we eat peaceful animals like goat, sheep, because we want to be peaceful. And therefore when I came starting, I always said, peace be on all of you. Further, he said, I didn't state Dr. Dean Ornish. I yet challenge him. If his book is referred by any authentic medical college, authentic book, not just dietary book, that answer already gave by Dr. William T. Jarvis. Even scientists and medical professors are not immune to the ideological thinking of the vegetarians. They aren't immune. It's not a medical book. You may have written a diet book. I am very clear in my words. I don't mix words. And Dean, on this, whatever his name is, may be very famous. I don't know him. I'm hearing for the first time. I don't know. I yet ask him to prove and check whether that book is referred as a textbook. Not as a medical book, a text medical book in a college. That shows authenticity. He said, we should not worry about the cattle. Nature will take care. It is all was so much worrying. We aren't worrying. Nature made them in such a way that the moment you kill them, they will again come. God is the creator. Allah made them. If we kill lion, tiger, they will become extinct. Therefore, we cannot have their food. The cattle, we can have. God has made them that way. If we don't follow the instruction of God, there will be overpopulation. And regarding cutting of plants, what he said, you know, people say that if you have plants, the mother is yet alive. So in that way, the offspring of the cow, of the goat, the calves, that means can we cut them? Yes. The mother is yet alive. The cow is yet alive. And when the offspring becomes the mother, you can also kill the mother. So if you agree with this logic, the plant survives. In the animals, more lives are surviving than the plants, if I agree with this logic. Furthermore, I said that best is prevention is better than cure. I agree with Dr. Ornish when he says that, you know, vegetarian diet is helpful for certain diseases. Even I advise that. Well, I said no. But the topic is not which food is healthier. But making a statement, it is banned for human beings. I challenge any authentic medical book. I'm a doctor, not books, whether given by Russia Foundation or Indian Medical Congress, whatever it is. These books are stating things which are unfound, ill-tested, unproved. There is an Islamic method of prevention better than cure, which will answer most of your questions. The Islamic method is there of prevention better than cure. When we slaughter the animal, we do the zabiha. We cut the throat and the windpipe and the vessels of the neck without damaging the spinal cord. Otherwise, the nerve going to the heart may get triggered, there will be cardiac arrest. When the spinal cord is not damaged and the vessels of the neck are split open along with the throat and the windpipe, the heart is pumping, most of the blood flows out of the body. Blood is a very good media of germ and bacteria. If you slaughter the animal in this way, most of the disease transmitted by blood, many which you named, can be eliminated, can be prevented. The meat remains fresh for a longer time if it's slaughtered with the Islamic method. And people say, oh, it's so merciless. No, you are so mercilessly killing, it dies of pain. When we slaughter the Islamic method, when we cut the blood vessels of the neck, the blood supply going to the nerve, which is responsible for pain, is severed. So the animal does not feel pain.
The animal kicks and rivers. You know why? This is the gush of flow. The animal doesn't feel pain. It is contracting and relaxing because there's lack of blood in that part of the body. The animal does not die of pain. It dies of painless death. Painless. Painless. We eliminate most of the disease transmitted by blood. Secondly, there are many countries in the world and many people who raise animals. They give them hormones. And one was mentioned by Mr. Zaveri, read the name. It's called as DES, diacetylglycerol. It's a hormone injected to cattle so that they become fat and you get more money for flesh. This is haram in Islam. Carcinogenic hormone. If ingesting animals, even if you slaughter by the Zabiya method, it is yet haram. It is Zabiya but not halal. It is Zabiya and haram. If the cattle are injected with hormones, you are not allowed to have those hormones. Neither are you allowed to have cows which are fed with non-veg. Because the Prophet said, any animal that is fed with non-veg, it is prohibited for you. After that, if you take care of hygienic conditions and cook the meat very well, most of the diseases which Mr. Zaveri spoke of, not all, most of them will be eliminated. And in the non-veg flesh food, the most dangerous, which is commonly eaten, is pork. It has more than 70 different diseases which you can get if you ingest pork. More than 70 different diseases. And one of them is ischemic heart disease, which he spoke about. Because pork has more of fat building material than muscle building material, it gets deposited on the walls of the vessels, causing atherosclerosis, hypertension, etc. That's the reason in the Quran, no less than 4 different places, in Surah Baqarah chapter number 2 verse number 173, in Surah Maidah chapter number 5 verse number 3, in Surah Anam chapter number 6 verse number 145, and Surah Nahl chapter number 16 verse number 115, it says, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتُتُ وَالْدَّمُ وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُهِلَّا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ. Forbidden for you for food are dead meat, blood, the flesh of swine, and any food on which any name besides God's name has been invoked. It's haram. So we abstain from it and we prevent several diseases of non-veg. Quran says in Surah Taha, chapter number 20, verse number 81, eat of the food we have provided for you in sustenance, but commit no excessive therein. Most of the diseases, what Mr. Rashmi Bhai Zaveri spoke about, is due to excessive eating. Even if you eat excessive veg food, you have many diseases. I will not say, don't have veg food. I'm a doctor. I'm not an ideological, neither a fanatic non-vegetarian. So if you prevent eating in excess, most of the disease will be prevented. If you follow the Islamic guidelines, slaughter in the Islamic method, remove the blood, don't give hormones, cook the food very well, hygienic conditions, avoid pork, don't eat in excess, most of the disease can be prevented. It answers most of the arguments. Two are yet remaining. If time permits or any question answer time, if you ask, I will reply. Do you know that talking about healthy food, talking about all research and experiments, I'll talk something which is a fact. According to Dr. William, again very famous person, Dr. William, he says that vegetarian food extends the life of a human being for more than 6 years. If you have veg food, as compared to non-veg food, you live 6 years longer. Again, hypothesis. If you analyze, a data was collected about all the people who lived above 100 years from 1932 to 1952. And on this data, a person by the name of O. Figueres, he wrote a book, Living to be 100, 1,200 people who did and why they did it. Everything is mentioned. In it, even diet is mentioned. Do you know out of 1,200 people, how many were vegetarians? How many? Yes. 1,000. Four. This survey wasn't done to prove veg food or non-veg food. It was done for other reasons. But even the diet was mentioned. It's a fact. It's not a research. It's a fact. Out of 1,200 people who live in the span of 20 years, over 100 years, only 4 were vegetarian. You know alcohol? Alcohol alone. It is a veg diet or not. Alcohol is veg or non-veg? Veg. From juices or fruits. And the disease that are caused by alcohol alone is more than all the non-veg diseases put together. One vegetable that. So just for alcohol, I cannot say that all vegetable foods should be banned. Today, scientists, and you'll agree, it's mentioned in these books also, the cause of maximum death in the world today is alcohol, number one. So I don't ban all veg food. What do I say? As Quran says, Surah Maida, chapter number 5, verse number 90. Ya yuladin amulu, innamal khamru wal maisuru, wal anzabu wal aslamu, rishtum min amali shaitan, fashtanibu lalakum tuflihun. That, oh, you believe? Verily intoxicant and gambling, and idol worship, and dedication of stones, and divination of arrows, these are Satan's handiwork. Abstain from it that you may prosper. Alcohol is a Satan's handiwork. Abstain from it. I only prohibit alcohol, not all veg food. And smoking. Second greatest cause of death in the world. Veg or non-veg? Veg. Can you prevent the alcoholic disease? Only way you can prevent is defermented. It ceases to be alcohol. Can you prevent smoking disease? Don't have tobacco. Only option is prohibition. If there is no prevention, then comes the question of prohibition. So alcohol is prohibited. There are more than 400 fatwas by Islamic scholars. Smoking is prohibited because there is no prevention. Do you know Kesari Das? Kesari Das, Indian government has banned it. It causes spastic paraplegia. Staple food of Northwest Indians. Banned. Why? It causes death also. Spastic paraplegia. Alcohol. Many countries have banned, including Saudi Arabia, including states in India have banned it. Smoking in Singapore is banned in public places, in government places, in public transport. This is us banned by India. If there is no prevention, then you can ban it. I do not know of a single government that has banned all non-veg food in general. Not a single. Yes, few non-veg foods like pork, Saudi Arabia has banned. There is no prevention, ban it. If there is no prevention, then you prohibit it. And the debate was not which is better, which is healthier, veg or non-veg. The debate was, is non-veg food permitted or prohibited? I gave a list of more than 20 points. So I can very well say that Mr. Rashmi Vajaveri conveniently stopped this talk 5 minutes before, not to answer these things. If you give me 1 hour more, I will continue speaking. Wild berries, they are poisonous. Citrine, vegetable food, they are poisonous. Datura, poisonous. What is the solution? Don't have it. You know, water. Water has so many diseases transmitted. Cholera, paratyphoid, typhoid. It causes amoebiasis, giardiasis, roundworm, pinworm, viral hepatitis. I can go on talking. Only by water. What do you do? Do you ban water? You prevent it. You purify the water. The disease is prevented. You know, milk. Milk has so many diseases. Shigella, cholera, paratyphoid, typhoid, tuberculosis, salmonellosis, brucellosis. I can go on listing. What do you do? Do you ban milk? What do? You pasteurize it. You don't ban it. You don't prohibit it. It's unmedical. Whether milk is non-veg or veg is a debatable topic. I won't argue on that. So, if you cannot prevent the disease, then do you prohibit it? I have given various reasons, which Mr. Rashmi Devi hasn't replied. There's not a single government who has banned non-veg food in general. There's not a single major religion which has banned non-veg food in general. Therefore, I say that non-veg food is permitted, not prohibited. If I have heard the feeling of any vegetarian while giving the reply to the speaker, I sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart. I would like to end the talk by giving the quotation of the glorious Quran from Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 81, which says, وَقُلْ جَعَ الْحَقُّ وَذَاكَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ ذَهُكَ. When truth is heard against falsehood, falsehood perishes. For falsehood is by its nature bound to perish. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.